Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Blog Talk Radio, the gist of freedom. My name is Cinda Adams Gaskin, and I'm the host of tonight's show, and we're airing live from the Circle of Sisters Expo 2010. Leslie Gist Etheridge, the author of The Gist of Freedom is Still Faith, is at booth 510 at the Jacob Javits Convention Center on 37th Street and 11th Avenue in New York City. And I am joining her along with actress Antonia, and we're both promoting alongside Leslie Gist Etheridge, and I am promoting my magazine, unbrokenlife.com, and I want to welcome Antonia, an actress, producer, and travel guide for Black history. Welcome, Antonia.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here with you today. At Circle of Sisters, we're having an incredible, exciting time. We get a chance to meet a lot of people and talk about our project. As you know, I'm doing a Black historical tour. The Zora Return to Harlem show is actually the entertaining piece to the Black historical tours, and we're hoping that we get a lot of colleges on board, a lot of high school kids and churches on board to actually bring this historical opportunity for kids to witness and see. So we just here at Sister Circle just promoting.
Oh, great. Awesome. So what kind of time are you having at the Circle of Sisters?
What did you say?
What kind of time are you having? What's the crowd like? What's the energy like at the Circle of Sisters
Expo?
Oh, my
God. It's unbelievable here. I mean, there are over 600, 700 booths here, and people here promoting their craft and promoting their products and services, and the crowd is just amazing. I mean, it has to be over 8,000 people here today. It's just amazing.
That's wonderful. Antonia, could you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to perfect the life of Zora Neale Hurston and what you're up to in terms of communicating her story to people?
Well, the beautiful thing about the Zora Neale Hurston story is a story that really humbles our spirit, because it's really about a young girl who really longed to go to school. It wasn't until she was 26 years old she dressed herself up to make herself look 16 to get back in high school. So the story really takes you on a journey of her life from 9 years old all the way until she goes back to Florida. It's very enlightening. It's very inspirational. And it touches our heart because Zora actually had nothing. She was actually orphaned. So you can imagine a young girl at 9 years old that's orphaned after losing her mom, and she's living from friends and relatives up until she's 14 when she goes to live with her brother. The opportunity to be able to see a different side of the world and the struggle that she's gone. The Zora Neale Hurston kind of takes you through that life story of her, that journey. Brings you to Harlem, brings you to Howard University, our journey to Barnard College, and through the Renaissance with Langston Wallace, DuBois, and Garvey.
Okay, great. Well, could you tell me about your one-woman show concerning Zora Neale Hurston's life?
Yes. So the show actually, it starts off when she goes back to Harlem, and she revisits her life journey in Harlem. So you get a chance to witness the birth of the Harlem Renaissance and all those all the writers and the artists in that time period with her, and her experience in that manner, which she coined the phrase in Harlem on West 36th Street. You get a chance to experience the birth of the Harlem Renaissance to the doors, and you get a chance to see her experiences in during the Renaissance and throughout her travels with the research in Haiti, Jamaica, and New Orleans.
So could you tell me about your tours and the connection with Zora Neale Hurston?
Yes, right now I'm a part of the Black Historical Tour. That's a company based out of Florida, and they specialize in Black history tours, Black college tours, civil rights, and the Underground Railroad tours, multicultural meetings and conventions. And the Zora Neale Hurston Show is the entertainment portion of that tour. So, with the travelers through.
I'm sorry, I need to interrupt you just 1 second. Hold on, please. I have a technical issue.
Hello?
Sorry, Antonia. I had to take this call. As you know, I'm promoting Unbroken Life magazine, unbrokenlife.com, here at the Jacob Javits Center, and business never stops.
Tell the audience what your magazine is about.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. My magazine, Unbroken Life, is a magazine that takes the real-life stories of people that have dealt with devastating life issues, and it puts it in the articles are inspiring and encouraging, so that people that are reading them can also just get a sense that they too can overcome whatever it is they're facing. I mean, today in this country, we have tons and tons of people that are dealing with things like HIV, drug addiction, cancer. Unfortunately, the suicide rate just this summer alone in the area where we live, in the New York, New Jersey area, has skyrocketed. So Unbroken Life just talks about people that have dealt with brokenness and overcome that successfully. And sometimes they may have taken unhealthy steps to get there, but the main point is that they are now successful. So I want people to know that they're able to overcome. And the November issue, my upcoming edition, my main feature story is about a young girl who was 19 years old and got a call while she was away at college indicating that both her parents were killed. And this young girl had to come home from college, an only child, and bury both parents at the same time, as well as deal with all their assets and tax information. And I mean, it was just overwhelming, but nonetheless, this woman has gone on to support the Hurricane Katrina victims, support people in the Philippines. I mean, she's a wonderful woman. So those kinds of stories where people... I'm sorry?
I got a chance to flip through your magazine online. What inspired you to write such an intense magazine like this?
Because I dealt with guests myself. I'm sorry. I dealt with brokenness myself, and the brokenness that I was able to overcome took me a long time. And a lot of the self-help books didn't really speak to me. They were telling me how to, but they didn't really share with me a real life story of someone that I could relate to. So I want people to know that there's someone out there that they can relate to that's also has gone through something and come out on the other side.
And the story you have, Getting Back on Track, what does that deal with? You have a story that deals with getting back on track after work. I think that's
My first story. However, I need to just switch gears. I'm so sorry to interrupt you, but we have a guest right now. And he's a college student who happens to be studying the Underground Railroad. And Leslie just Etheridge, of course, our
Hello?
Radio producer, is responsible for chronicling the history of the Underground Railroad. So our guest right here live at the Circle of Sisters 2010 Expo, sir, welcome to the Gist of Freedom Radio. How are you?
Well, I am very blessed today. I was just walking by a booth. I have a paper to do at Fordham University, and we're studying African-American history. And I looked down at the table only to see the books of the Underground Railroad, which is what we're doing our paper on, which is due on Tuesday. And it was just such a coincidence that I happened to see this book here. I'm enjoying this expo.
Yes, sir. I'm enjoying it myself. But now, what is your interest in studying the Underground Railroad?
My class is African-American history.
Yes.
So we're studying slavery and Frederick Douglass, Harriet Tubman, and the Underground Railroad.
Oh, that's wonderful. So in terms of your research, what have you discovered that about the Underground Railroad that most people in the general public don't know?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? It's so noisy in here.
Yes, sir. Could you tell me what is it that you've discovered about the Underground Railroad in your studies that most of us in the general public are not aware of?
Well, I didn't know anything. When I first heard of the Underground Railroad, I thought it was an actual railroad, only to find out that it was actually the path in which the slaves took and how they had different houses they would meet at to take them on their journey to freedom. So hopefully this here book is going to make me better informed.
Absolutely. Well, yes, and in the book features Mr. William Still. Had you heard about him before discovering this book?
Today, the first time I heard of William Still, I was reading, we were studying with Harriet Beecher Stowe's book from 1842, I think it is. So I'm looking forward to reading this one now.
Okay, wonderful. Did you purchase the book today?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. So you've made an investment. So you have more than a passing interest in Black history.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And there's such a great amount of information here at this table.
Well, you know that Black history, sometimes we stop telling the stories to our children because we feel that not only is it something that we've overcome, but something that we don't have to pass along any longer. How do you feel about that?
Well, my child right now is 14 years old, and she's going to Mary Bertram. And I am making every effort to make sure that she knows about Black history and especially about the Underground Railroad.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I'm really, really inspired by your commitment to Black history. And it really goes hand in hand with what Leslie Gist Etheridge is doing in terms of promoting Black history and ensuring that the words and the stories get put out there.
Okay. So I thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
Absolutely. Good luck with your paper. And I look forward to seeing your book one day.
Yes. You have a blessed day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Yes. Hey.
Well, Antonia, would you just give your contact information to our listeners today? I know it's a busy time for us here, and we're switching gears pretty quickly at the Circle of Sisters Expo. So please give our listeners your contact information, how they can reach you to take the Black tours and to see your show on Zora Neale Hurston.
Yes, definitely. Please, if you want a tour book, please contact 305-754-0981 or email info@blackhistorytours.com. And thank you for having me today.
You're welcome, and I'd love to just go ahead and give a shameless plug to my magazine again, which is www.unbrokenlife.com. And my name again is Cinda Adams Gaskin. And the magazine unbrokenlife.com is a free publication, online only. And I'm telling and sharing the stories of how people went from brokenness to unbrokenness in their lives. You have a wonderful rest of your evening at the Circle of Sisters Expo, and I really and truly look forward to seeing your one-woman show and perhaps participating in your Black History Tour.
Thank you, my love.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.